delighted to say we can speak to Saints manager Nigel Adkins. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. Quite emotional after listening to that, I'll be honest with you. You've got me going. It's what a great weekend, what a great feeling, what a great experience. And Monday morning is a great morning. It's a great morning to be a Southampton person.
Do you know, it's funny, I've been watching you all season and I hope you don't mind me saying that you're quite buttoned down, you're clearly focused on the job in hand, but watching you on Saturday afternoon with tears in your eyes, it feels to me like you've got what you wanted.
Well, listen, we've got what Southampton wanted. We want to get back in the Premier League and we're there. That's a great achievement by many, many hard-working people, and it's great for all the supporters who have had to suffer and suffer. You know, it's not nice to be in administration and go through the scenarios that go on there, but everyone comes through it now, and it's great that Southampton are back in the Premier League and people can have good smiles on their faces and happy memories, especially the last couple of years.
What's the secret? What have you done right that has made this happen?
A lot of people done things right. It's about people. And you've got to respect people and you've got to make people feel good and keep helping everybody, and you've got to be supportive of people, and you've just got to be passionate and enjoy what you do. And, you know, we've got hard-working people down at Southampton. We want to be successful, and we want to be successful for the supporters, because that's what it's all about. We've all been supporters at one stage in our lives and we still are now, and you just want everyone to enjoy it. And Monday morning, everyone can go to work looking forward to the day. Monday morning's probably a traditional one where you've had the weekend and people don't want to go to work. Well, believe you me, I'm sure all the Southampton supporters are going to work very happy today.
Absolutely. They really are. I mean, Southampton, it's going to feel like a different city today, I've got no doubt. Just talk to me about what happens for you and what happens for the club now, Nigel. Do you get any kind of a break, or are you straight down to thinking about what happens in the Premier League, what players you might need to buy, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, the work starts in earnest again now. Obviously we've achieved one thing, but all the planning and preparation, things that have been going on behind the scenes anyway. It's a busy, busy week for a lot of people at the football club. All the players are in this week. They've got a lot of MOTs, one-on-one meetings with myself. There's a lot of meetings that go on during the course of the week. The players can then go and have a little bit of a break. And but obviously our objective is to make sure that we're ready and we're prepared and we're organised for the Premier League.
It's kind of been on the horizon for some time now. You've been in the top one or two for, I think, since maybe September time. Do you have a list, a shopping list in your head of players that you would like to buy?
Well, we've been in the top two since the first game of the season when we beat Leeds United and Dean Amon scored that goal. So it's been a good, consistent campaign where everyone's worked very, very hard, and there's always going to be a natural evolution of the squad. We did it last summer. Every transfer window, there's normally activity. This transfer window, I'm sure there'll be activity again.